Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
I am one of a million or two Canadians who experience seasonal affective disorder, or SAD, a type of depression shared by many who attempt to survive winters where the sun shines for about 11 seconds a day. We sing sad songs like, "Here comes the sun, not really." Symptoms include fatigue, irritability, tension, and sadness. Light therapy helps. This involves sitting near a special lamp or staring out south windows hoping to see Mexico. A daily jog or walk can be therapeutic. Jogging into a howling wind helps me forget all other problems, so that can be helpful too. Of course, the best treatment for SAD is 2 weeks in Hawaii. Sadly, we're not going anywhere aloha this winter, and I must admit that something common to SAD sufferers is threatening to pull me under. It's an almost claustrophobic sense of hopelessness, the feeling that, like Bill Murray, I'll never wake from this groundhog winter, that summer is an impossible dream. I saw an advertisement in a newspaper from a lady who'd given up. Hope Chest, brand new, half price, long story. Well, at times I feel like that gal. And so I've taken to asking my grandkids what gives them hope. I asked Caleb. He said, "Nothing. Nothing. He's two." "Daddy's muscles," said Maya, who is five and rarely stops laughing. Macy answered, "The Paw Patrol puppies." She's three and believes that if all else fails, the puppies will save her. "My family," said Andre. "What gives me hope?" I asked Clara. "My dad is so handsome," she says. She is four and wasn't listening to my question. "Well, what gives you hope?" 3-year-old Seth says, "I don't know. You tell me." Fair enough. Other people's kids were asked about hope. Megan, age 7, said, "I think hope is when you wish for something to go a certain way, and sometimes you have to wait for a long time." Richard, age 9, says, "Hope is another chance to do something. Like, if your baseball game is tied, you still have hope to win." For most, hope is a wish, something that may come our way if we just keep our fingers crossed, our thoughts positive, our hard luck far, far away. But biblical hope is quite the opposite. It's more solid, dependable, unswerving. It's the confident expectation in the midst of our messes that what God promised He will do. The strength of our hope is found not in our circumstances, but in the strength of our God, in His character, in His faithfulness. Staring out a south window at 4 p.m. at the setting sun, we can remember God's promise that as long as the earth remains, summer and winter will never cease. And we can say, "Summer's coming, baby. I don't hope so. I know so." We can read Psalm 138 and take comfort. "The Lord will fulfill His promise for me. Your steadfast love, O Lord, endures forever." In a Peanuts cartoon, Lucy says to Linus, "Go get me a glass of water." Linus looks surprised. "Why should I do anything for you? You never do anything for me." "On your 75th birthday," Lucy promises, "I'll bake you a cake." Linus gets up, heads to the kitchen, and says, "Life is more pleasant when you have something to look forward to." And Linus is right. Looking at the future through the eyes of faith fills our horizon with hope and purpose. Such hope helps us wake in the morning saying, "Thank you, God, that you won't leave me. What new adventure do you have for me today?" Does the darkness seem impenetrable? Hang on to the prophet Micah's words, "Though I sit in darkness, the Lord will be my light." And remember my 6-year-old theologian granddaughter Sophie's words too. Hope is having Jesus to talk to. A little boy wrote, "Dear Santa, 3 boys live at my house. Jeffrey is 2, David 4, and Norman 7. Jeffrey and David are good some of the time, and Norman is good all of the time. I am Norman." Well, how good to know whatever kind of year we've had, God is still with us. That's the promise of Christmas that brings joy and hope. From the Calloway house to yours, a very blessed Christmas. Emmanuel, God is with us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.